Toronto. The Toronto Blue Jays say those wishing to enter Rogers Centre will be required to provide proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test starting September 13. The Blue Jays announced the change to their health and safety protocols Monday in advance of releasing tickets for its last batch of home games later in the week. Fans aged 12 and over and all staff will be required to follow the new protocols. Fans aged 11 and younger are not required to provide a negative COVID-19 test result when accompanied by a parent or guardian that meets the entry requirements. After being based in the United States for the entire 2020 season and the first 3 months of 2021 due to restrictions at the Canada-US border around the global pandemic, the Blue Jays returned to Rogers Centre on July 30. Toronto has 10 home games remaining until the new protocols kick in, starting Monday with opening game of a four-game series against the Chicago White Sox. The new requirements will begin when Blue Jays start a three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays on September 13. The additional protocols will be enforced along with existing measures, including mandatory face coverings for fans aged 2 and older except when actively eating or drinking in designated seats or physically distanced areas. The Blue Jays announcement comes almost a week after Toronto-based Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, which owns the NHL's Maple Leafs, NBA's Raptors, CFL's Argonauts and Toronto FC of Major League Soccer among other teams, said it would require proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 tests for entry into TIS facilities. Those protocols also come into effect in mid-September. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 23, 2021. The Canadian Press note to readers, this is a corrected story. A previous version had the incorrect name for Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment.